Yeah, I wouldn't put too much stock in their names.
The clerks, Charles Kivlin. So what did you know about him?
Well, I just knew he lived there. It's right down there in the swamp down there where I think Henry's Field is. Where was Henry?
Well, Henry was almost across from
here. Here's Henry, John Holmes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Kivlin, yeah, this is the place
Kivlin
I remember.
Oh, Kivlin had one up here.
Yeah, that's the place. That's where they lived.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you go right by it.
Oh, there's the creek that right. kind of is where that blue house is now.
Yeah,
over here.
Columbia Creek.
And they had, I always heard that they had an artesian well on that place.
Well, you know, over there in this army site, when I took the kid, we was exploring around over there, there was a big pipe went down the hill like a... from the main side of
mm-hmm.
there. And we came to a pipe sticking up out of the ground. The water was just coming out.
Now, where was that?
It was down below.
At this army site, the PLO place?
Yeah, down below that.
In there.
Right there.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's two PLO things.
Yeah, down at the lower edge of that, right here, there was this. About a 6-inch pipe, and the water would just pour down.
Well, I suppose that was the same
artesian well.
Charles Fabian, he lived over there on Bennett Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were here.
And George Farkas.
Farkas had potato fields in there early on, as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Fabian's too. In fact, this area that's all grown up now used to be fields, as I remember.
Well, that's like my field. You didn't even know there
were
fields.
Oh, yeah,
well,
we've got the same thing here.
And then Berman Rainier, he had that.
Oh, Rainbow Valley Ranch.
Yeah.
Rainbow Valley Ranch.
Was
yeah.
it ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He always came and visited us every time he came up. And the last time he came up, he was in pretty bad shape. I mean, he had a bag on his side.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he had a colostomy
or ileostomy or something.
And anyway, I gave him a big picture. I'd taken him out in McKinney. Oh, he was thrilled with that. He went back to California with it. And then he called me up one time. Oh, just a couple of years ago, and then he died since then.
Yeah, I remember
his daughter works for a Sourdough Express in the office there.
Well, and she's had articles in the paper
yeah.
about this, about Rainbow Valley and everything,
uh-huh.
which were, I thought, very well done. I enjoyed
yeah.
them. A lot of history.
So what do you remember about him when he was living here, Dad?
Who?
About Bernie Rainier.
Oh, I knew him real good. He was in the army with me out there, and on the alert crew, you know.
What's the alert crew?
Well, that's when we went out and had all these planes come in for to go to Russia, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on our crew.
Well, now, was he here before the war, or did the Army bring him up?
No, he was here before the war, I think.
Because there must have been a pretty small population generally in the Fairbanks area before the war, wasn't there?
Well, you look up here now and all these lights along
oh,
here.
Oh, yes.
I remember never see a light, you know.
Well, the other thing we'd better show him.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is 1949.
Mm-hmm. And that satellite picture?
And, yeah, well, it isn't satellite, but it's aerial. Here, put some weights on that. Well, here's the one you probably need. Maybe we can pull it over the edge of the table so it's a little bit closer.
Unfortunately, the
photo is here. Here's the 1949.
Oh, gorgeous.
That must be Ladd Field.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's not even the regular airport, isn't it?
Here's the old airport.
Oh,
is that Weeks Field there?
Yeah. And I'd just hear the Sand Hill cranes out there. There wasn't nothing out there. Now this is all South Fairbanks.
I did get the...
So did you, when you were working for Pan American, was it on at Weeks Field that they would land the planes?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That little short strip.
Well, it was quite long. They used to send me out when it was real foggy.
Uh-huh.
And I'd take the little tug and I'd go around and I'd put these flares ever so far.
Along the airport?
Yeah. So that when the planes come in, they could see where the airport was. What was Katie's brother's name?
Tom.
Huh?
Tom. Katie George's brother, Tom, and Nathan.
Nathan?
Yeah.
Nathan's the one I was trying to think of.
Okay,
Tom, the older boy?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you worked at Pan Am, then you were in charge of doing things out on the runway?
Doing what?
Doing things on the runway? Is that what you did at Pan Am?
Well, I'd pull the planes out of the hangar and gas them up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And when the plane would come in, I'd go in there and clean the planes. And they had a couple of girls working there at last. One of them was this Elsie Bergman. Her sister and her wrote a book that's called Born on Snowshoes or something like that.
Yeah, was this a native family?
No, she was like a little German girl.
Oh, okay.
But I think her dad had married a Navy or something. But they lived out in the boonies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is when they were just building the airport we have now, right? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't. See, here's...
We used to take this old trail down here to find birds.
Is this Weeks? This must be Weeks Field.
That's
isn't
Weeks Field.
Yeah.
I was just telling Colleen, I used to work out there, and you could hear the sandhill cranes and stuff honking out here, and there were just trees right here, you know.
Yeah, I suppose.
Out there, you know. And the university was hardly anything out there. I think
would that be this?
The extension farm, agriculture, experimental farm is what shows up.
That's there, and then this is the University Hill area.
Mm-hmm. And the railroad.
There's that big old wooden one that's still there when I...
Yeah, Main. Wasn't that called Old Main?
There was a wooden building. Oh, the one where the museum is used to be?
Everything was there originally. What was the name of the old original university building?
Maine?
Yeah.
Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Old Maine. The Bunnell building is the new one. I worked on that.
Yeah, the Bunnell building replaced it.
That's right, yeah.
That's where the journalism department is now.
They had a tunnel under the hill there, and the mining classes used to go into there and dig in the rock and stuff.
Oh, is that why that tunnel? Well, they have utilidors under there now. Was that part of the mining?
I don't know. It was on this side.
There was a tunnel aimed, how do I phrase this? Or something like
that. There's pencils here.
It was on the south side of the hill there, and they just went in.
I've been in that. It's a utilidor now, and they run pipes and things in it. Because I remember as a student sneaking in there with one of my friends and walking down there.
That's where I got my boot training.
This is down by the power plant, and here's the gymnasium. Used to have the library upstairs of it and whatnot.
Yeah.
And on the other side of it was this great big tank that held 60,000 gallons of water. And off over here was the old power plant. And this was dug by the mining students to get in practice for underground mine.
Oh,
and
interesting.
Then
I didn't know that.
They ran a little side chute and went down until they got water, and then that was their supply of water. There were seven underground wells that they got the potable water from.
Interesting.
And then they exceeded that, were having to buy water, and they couldn't afford to do that, and so they brought the pumps out in here in the flats where there was all kinds of water.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a matter of getting above frost and below frost.
Uh-huh. The sandwich of water.
Right.
Huh.
But that should show.
Well, here's the hill. Here's the, is this the power plant down here then?
Well, the power plant was up on top of by the campus. It wasn't down
at
on
that
the flat.
Time.
It's
at
down
the,
there now.
Right.
Yeah. But remember, this is 1949.
Right.
This must be Old Main off in the distance. But here it shows them tearing it down.
Yeah.
And I haven't found a better picture.
Boy, that's pretty good.
Someplace that's, we have.
There's the Bunnell building there.
This is the back side of it.
Yeah, it probably is. Yes, we're looking out over the flats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked on this building.
So they tore this thing down. I wonder why. It looks like it's
well, you ask Maddie. She talked about the oil pours.
Oh, that's the one that she was talking
yeah.
about?
Right. That's the one.
Oh, Maddie was talking about when she came to the university to teach. She was teaching and living in it, too?
Well, she was living
in Hess. That's right.
That's where the ice was forming on the walls.
Yeah.
But this place must have been a terrible fire trap. Well, you remember she said that she was shown her own buckets of sand? Because apparently there was a bucket or two of sand at every doorway, and that was fire protection.
And an axe.
And an axe, that's right.
That's right, on
well,
the
that
wall.
Was this building.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so you were in boot camp at the university? You didn't get
well,
sent
this was
somewhere
called
else?
The Bunnell building. That's what I was saying.
Oh, that could be.
This is a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, the well, new Bunnell. Yeah, Bunnell building.
Well, Bunnell's building.
Oh.
Called. The Bunnell old building Main. Rises. Old Main, the first building on campus, dating from 1918.
Yeah, we stayed
there. Bunnell's residence was down on the entrance building.
Yeah, and someplace right close here, there was a picture of Bunnell, must have been standing in his garden, and this building is in the back. I can't
lay my hands on it now.
It was right in here, close. Oh.
You almost
got
it.
Aerial photo.
Must have been back this way.
Oh, there's a really close up of it.
Let's see if it tells when. Can you see a date anywhere here?
Maybe Colleen's got the best
the best glasses. You looking for a date for this photo?
See if all this
see that house right there?
The future as it looked in 36, 48, and 51. So this must be 51.
Those are not actual drawings. Those are proposed.
Uh-huh.
They plan to hit. Here is the president's house right here.
Okay, this must be Eielson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we stayed in Harriet Hess Hall.
Pardon?
When I took my boot
from
Harriet Hess Hall was the one that had so much rebar in it that the contractor that was tearing it down lost the money on it.
It isn't there anymore, I didn't think.
No, it's gone.
But we used to do all that. The Army had their own cook and everything there, and then there was only about six or eight girls going to college when we was there, and they'd eaten our, you know, they had their own table, and we'd all eaten a mess together and stuff.
So were they in the center, and all the guys were looking at them?
Nobody ever bothered them. Uh-huh. But anyway, we did all the KP work, the kitchen work, the dirty dishes.
What kind of maneuvers did they have you doing at the university?
Oh, just training.
They have you shooting?
Huh?
Did they have you shooting?
No, not there. They take you out to the fire range out there on the Richardson Highway. That's a nice book, is that?
This is a very good book.
Which book is this?
This is Terrence Cole.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's the history of the university?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great.
Well, there's more than one, but and you really need to get all of them because you get a little different material out of each one.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to see if I'd find that picture of Bunnell. Oh, boy, there's so many pictures of him. Where am I here? 147.
Oh, it's got a good reference section.
Oh, yeah. Well, it couldn't have been too close then. I'm going to leaf through here and see. But, well, you might just like to look at some of the other pictures. That's the thing to... Yeah, there's that one. But there was another picture of him... Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this would be Eielson then.
Yeah, that's not that old
back.
Main.
No,
the
it
side
isn't.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the entrance would have been over here. And so he's in his garden right next to his
house. Oh, right. Wow. That's a great picture.
And I suppose this... Now, you need to get the light right. This must be Old Main, though, seen from down in the flats.
Yeah, because it's pretty big.
That's the farm, isn't it?
Well, is it the farm, or...?
Yeah, that's the old Manel building. There's
right.
Two wings there.
But doesn't that face off to the southeast? And the farm would have been the other way, I thought.
No, this is west.
Okay, all right.
But I thought that all was faced south.
Well, it's pretty much south, surely.
So Old Main was there when you were first here? That building?
Oh, yeah, it was still there when we came.
Oh.
It was all empty then. When I got in the infantry out there at Fort Bad Field, they took us out there to help clean the thing out. They were getting ready to
demolish it. Yeah.
And we was all through there.
Did you find anything interesting?
Well, the guys found some. What is that alcohol? Pure grain alcohol.
Meant for scientific purposes?
For pickling mice and cats and things?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know if I'm going to say this. Boy, we sure have lived in some historic times.
Yeah. I guess it has to do with this oil. Crude oil. That's why I saved that. Well. Well, anyway, sheesh. You tired and want to sit down?
Yeah, I think I'm
going to offer him a cup of coffee, I suppose.
Well, I would. Would you have a cup of coffee?
Oh, sure.
Do you drink decaf or regular?
It don't matter.
Oh, it does.
Oh, well, I won't even tell you what it is, then.
Yeah, we drink decaf most of the time, but I don't turn down any of it.
Well, this happens to be decaf. Whoop. You think anything in it?
No, just
black. Hey, this is kind of cool. I overdid it a little bit. Oh, you might want to sip it carefully.
I'm always nervous when somebody that's handling coffee says I overdid it.
Boy, those are nice chairs.
Yeah, well, that's a 6-mile surplus chair, you know.
They really slide
down. Yeah, the thing you want to watch out for is that it doesn't roll out from underneath you.
Oh, yeah.
They tend to do that.
Boy, I'm getting so stiff.
Aren't we all?
Even me. I'm taking glucosamine.
There we are. So we are. Maybe we can turn this off now for a while.
Sure.
Hey, how do you like that critter?
Did you see the picture in the paper today?
No.
The moose jumping over the fence. And so he put a radio out there, you know. And he thought maybe the sound of the music was something that would keep him away, you know. But anyway, I forget how it was. Anyway, he hadn't even turned the radio on, but they knocked the radio over and it went on right on out there. And it just woke up the whole neighborhood, I guess.
They were probably having a dance. The moose were having a dance.
I wouldn't imagine it would bother them very long in any case, but let's see if you can smell.
Oh, they started their blooming. These are the same ones you had over here just less than a week ago? A week ago.
Oh, and those in the basket. Yeah, these were planted a day or two earlier than those. Hmm. But they came on pretty fast.
Those
very pretty.
Yeah, those paper narcissists, they call them, the ones you force.
Well, you think those are the prettiest smelling flowers there ever was.
Well, I don't get an awful lot of smell out of these. Oh, there's a little bit. Maybe it's more open. But lots of buds yet. On some of them, anyway. So,
well, that's a beautiful picture there.
Well, is that Cass Woodward?
That's Cass Woodward. Uh-huh. So is this one, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And so is, he made the design for this rug that's on the floor that I made.
Mm-hmm. You made for lunch, you know, like beans, macaroni and cheese, and roast this and that. About four things, and you couldn't have started to eat all of them, you know. And
that's ranchite from the cattle country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. That's your background.
I worked on a cattle ranch when I was in high school the summers. And there'd be oatmeal and cold cereal and biscuits and toast and ham and eggs and bacon and a steak.
Just for breakfast. And this was just breakfast.
That was just breakfast.
Oh,
every breakfast was like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess that's where she got it from being down there in the
cattle country. And, The last time I went over to visit Maddie, she didn't even remember who I was.
She didn't.
I think she just had a little lapse. You know, she wanted to know if I was Bill or if I was somebody else, you know. I took her over some of my birthday cake that Jean had made me in.
She didn't know that you bleached her hair, though.
Hammer on the way out. And that owl had hit her and knocked her out, you know. And he had his claws sunk in her hide like this, and her skin was just like, you pick her up and she'd start laying on the ground, you know. And he couldn't get off with her. So, boy, I whacked him in the head and killed him, and I sure sorry I did that, because the next morning, I don't know how the word got around so fast, but here come a state trooper at the back door and says, I heard you killed a great horned owl. And I said, yeah, I did. It had my dog, and he said, well, I'd hung it over the front of our, we had a little F-85, and I'd hung it over the hood, you know. And
I'm displaying your trophy.
Hit the whole engine compartment. And anyway, he said, I'd like to have it. He said, I do taxidermy work. So I said, well, have at it. Just don't give me a relief.
Yeah.
Don't give me a ticket. Just take the carcass.
But I took the little dog and I had to pry the things
talons out of
her skin, you know. And her head was all picked on top where he'd been picking at her head. And I took her in to Dr. Beckley, and she didn't come to until I got almost to town.
Thank goodness.
Wow.
I remember kept rubbing her and stuff. And, you know, and pretty soon she perked up and shook her head a little bit. And
didn't remember a thing about it, probably. Well,
I have it so fast.
You know, they
hit
so hard.
Oh, yeah.
They probably knocked her out when they hit her.
So how did she make out after that? Was he able to patch her up pretty well?
Oh, she was nothing wrong after that.
He wanted to piddle from inside the house.
No more outdoor work for her, huh? Make a special dachshund outhouse with a long one.
Little tunnel in the snow would do, probably.
Oh, man.
I've had other experiences with pets. You was with me the day I ran over Nancy's dog.
I know. We just came back from Homer. The dog came down.
She just came out of nowhere and ran right in front of the pickup and I ran over.
Oh, yeah. That's bad. Well, I was sure relieved to hear that was your dog running across your porch. I was afraid we had a stray or one that was hungry and cold and needing it would have to go to the pound or something.
Yeah. I've been trying to, when I take him for a jog and I get back, I try to.